This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has continued to ravage the world over the past week, with a sharp spike in infections in Africa and Latin America, according to an AFP database. Africa has seen the sharpest weekly increase of 19%, followed by Latin America and the Caribbean, up 11%, and the United States and Canada, up 8%. Addressing Germany's parliament, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says as wealthy nations roll out the coronavirus vaccine for their citizens, the world needs to ensure it is also available for everyone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Antonio Guterres says now it's important to make sure that vaccines are treated as a public good. They have to be accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere. He also told German lawmakers the UN is committed to providing news and advice people can trust and working to build confidence in the vaccine, guided by science and grounded in facts, to combat what he called the virus of misinformation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen received the COVID-19 vaccine live on television Friday morning, in a public display designed to boost national confidence in the drug. No word on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. If you'd like more on any COVID-19 stories or any of the news of the day, we ask that you visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The snail's pace COVID-19 relief talks could lead to a government shutdown. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With no agreement yet on a new COVID-19 relief bill, a partial government shutdown is possible at midnight. That's because Senator John Thune, the Senate's number two Republican, says some Republicans might block a temporary funding bill to keep the pressure on the COVID relief talks. Although there's no final agreement, key elements of the relief package appear settled. The measure will include a second round of paycheck protection payments, $45 billion for airlines and transit systems, one-time direct payments of $600 to most individuals, and a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit. But with the talks dragging, lawmakers have been told to expect to be in session this weekend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen are expected to speak in the next 48 hours on Brexit trade talks. That's according to a Spectator reporter. Quote, it is expected that Boris Johnson and Ursula von der Leyen will speak again in the next 48 hours, James Forsyth said. UK looking for a sign that the EU is prepared to move on fish, end quote. Burkina Faso's top court, the Constitutional Council, certified Friday President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore had been reelected, winning 57.74% of the vote in a ballot on November 22nd. Ethiopia offered a reward Friday in exchange for information that could help locate leaders of the Tigray region's ruling party, who have been the target of a major military offensive. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, announced the military campaign against the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, November 4th, saying it came in response to TPLF-orchestrated attacks on federal army camps. The military will pay roughly $250,000 to, quote, any person who knows the exact location of the TPLF junta leadership, end quote, the Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation quoted the head of the military's community information department Friday. The Kremlin said Friday a Swiss court ruling partially upholding Russia's Olympic ban was regrettable and that Moscow viewed the decision negatively. Russian athletes will be barred from competing at major international events, including the Olympics, under the country's flag until 2022, after a Swiss court Thursday upheld doping sanctions but halved the original four-year ban. Players overwhelmingly support continuing to take a knee in support of the fight against racial injustice, the Professional Footballers Association said Friday. Teams at Premier League and English Football League games have been making the gesture since matches restarted in June following the coronavirus shutdown. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.